This is a podcast from the U.S. Mission Uganda.
Hello, everyone. My name is Phil Diamond. I'm the spokesperson at the U.S. Embassy in Uganda. I'm joined here today with Nick Dickinson, the water and sanitation expert from the Ambassador's Water Expert Program, and Jane Achum, the water and sanitation specialist with the Ministry of Water and Environment. Welcome, Nick and Jane.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. There are currently nearly a billion people who still lack access to safe drinking water. This has massive impacts on health, education, gender equality, and economic growth. According to the United Nations, we will not meet the Sustainable Development Goals on water by 2030 at the current pace. Hundreds of millions of people spend hours collecting dirty water. The U.S. Embassy just sponsored a three-day training in partnership with the Uganda Ministry of Water and Environment. This training used cutting-edge technologies to improve ministry officials' ability to make data-driven water management decisions that ensure safe drinking water for all Ugandans. Nick, can you tell us more about the Ambassador's Water Expert Program and how the WaterPoint data exchange will lead to safer drinking water?
Yeah, sure. This is an incredible opportunity for experts like myself from the U.S. to train and work with governments to improve and increase access to safe drinking water and sanitation services. The WaterPoint data exchange is a standard way of allowing governments and organizations to share information about water supplies. It enables us now to predict the functionality of those services and where people are, a bit like a weather forecasting service, so that we can start to make better informed decisions and really start to provide services that are more reliable and predict failure and address it.
So why Uganda for this program?
Well, Uganda has been a leader on the African continent, sharing more than 100,000 water points in the WaterPoint data exchange. And they've been using for over 9 years, I think maybe the first WaterPoint atlas in Africa, in order to make informed decisions. So it was a logical choice to work with Uganda in this training to take these analytical tools to the next level and start making even better informed decisions. We need people to keep sharing information, and Uganda is a leader and one of the four countries starting to do this with WPDX in Africa.
Jane, how will this training and new tools impact your work and the water services the ministry provides?
It's going to improve our performance because now we are able to share data internationally, and then we can be able to benchmark our performance at global level. And it's going to give us informed decisions based on data that can enable us allocate resources and allocate facilities equitably and improve our planning and budgeting process.
Excellent. What happens now that the training has been completed? What are the next steps?
As a ministry, we are going to start by making our partners appreciate the usefulness of these tools in improving access and equity in the distribution of resources and improving the service delivery to our people at local government. So we shall make sure that we train our partners in use of this platform, and then we can be able to improve the access overall and also improve on the levels of equity.
I'd like to ask one final question for both of you. How do you think this training will help ordinary Ugandans?
Ordinary Ugandans will benefit from the use of these advanced technologies from American companies like Esri and DataRobot in order to really predict and estimate where people exactly are living and where services are working. And in that way, bring the services closer to where people live, lower the cost, and make it more convenient when people want to go and fetch water and bring it to their homes.
And Jane, what do you think?
It's going to help to actually have improved access, save on the money that they would spend on treating the disease burden that is caused by using the unsafe water. And then they are also going to improve the fairness in the distribution of these facilities. So they are actually going to benefit more because now we know where to put what and where the needs are.
Well, thank you, Nick and Jane, for joining us, and thank you so much to all the listeners for tuning in.